Out in Hollywood, all the characters you've seen in the silly symphonies and Mickey Mouse pictures are having the time of their young lives reading the newest issue of the Mickey Mouse magazine. Donald Duck is going wild over page 4. He says it's simply marvelous. The fact that it's a picture of himself may have something to do with that opinion. Professor Goof, the mad scientist, is holding his copy upside down. Naturally, he's standing on his head so he can read it. Giddy Goat has just finished the contents of the magazine. He claims he never ate anything more delicious. Mickey's little nephew, Mortimer Mouse, says he enjoyed every word of the stories and will enjoy them a lot more when he learns how to read. RCA Photophone has brought them to you on the screen. The magic key is turning fast. Now it's turning to California and Hollywood to bring you Walt Disney's immortal animated characters. Ladies and gentlemen, Walt Disney.
Hold it, hold it. We're on the air. Quiet, everybody. Quiet.
Hey, quiet. We're on the air.
Where'd you say we was, Mickey?
Quiet, Goofy. We're on the air.
Donald! Donald! The bit of operatic rehearsal, which unfortunately slipped into our program, warns you that a musical masterpiece is about to be unveiled. Before introducing Walt Disney and the Mickey Mouse Grand Opera Company, I think that we should hear from a young fellow whose 7th birthday the whole world is celebrating this week. Mickey Mouse. Well, Vicky, old boy, this seems like a swell chance to thank your many friends for all those birthday presents.
Yeah, well.
Well, go on, go on.
Thanks a whole lot, everybody.
Birthday to Mickey.
And here's the young man behind the laugh, behind the fantasy and homely truth which have made Walt Disney pictures world-honored and beloved. Walt Disney.
Hello, everybody. For the benefit of nations who don't understand barnyard English, we send our greetings in a universal language. Music. The Rigoletto Quartet. Just as you will hear it sung in our new picture called Mickey's Grand Opera. Permit me to introduce the singing stars of this operatic triumph. First, that great romantic tenor, and what a lover, Don Juan Donald Duck. Donald, stop. Donald. This is no place to sell magazines.
What?
No. Our little duck is trying to work his way through kindergarten to sell Mickey's new children's magazine. Donald, cut it out. Listen, Donald. If our friends want a Mickey Mouse magazine, they'll buy it at the newsstand. Not from you. Will I buy one? No, Donald. I get all I want for nothing. Try Goofy. Maybe he'll buy one. Hey, Goofy.
Ooh, me? What do you mean, me?
Can you read, Goofy?
Gosh, I don't know. I never tried.
Too bad, Donald. No sale. Well, to continue with our introductions of Mickey's Grand Opera stars. Presenting that famous canine vassal, Pluto the Pup. Attaboy. And now, that soprano supreme, Madame Clara Cluck.
The old hen's moaning or she's got the roof.
Uh-oh. Better give her throat another shot of the grease gun, Goofy. Quick.
Stick out your neck, Clara.
Hey, spray the inside, not the outside.
Whoa, the inside. Come on, Clara. They are. Now gargle it. Swallow. Atta girl. Now let's hear your high singing.
Perfect. On with the show. The Rigoletto Quartet. Just as it will be sung by the Barnyard Operatic Trio in Mickey's Grand Opera. Okay, Maestro Mickey, take it away.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Oh,
Mickey.
No, no magazines. No. No.
Hey, Walt. Walt, rescue from me. Rescue these animals.
Hey,
take them away from me.
Leave them alone. Get away from them.
Thank you, Mr. Disney, and we thank all your little friends. We hope to see them soon again on the screen. The magic key of radio is turning. We take you now to San Francisco.
500 years ago, Magellan sailed around the world in 3 years. Less than 50 years ago, a man made the headlines of the world's newspapers by making the trip around the globe in 100 days. You all remember when, a year ago, the record of 8 days was established in an airplane. But now the magic key takes you around the world in less than 2 minutes, with stops at Honolulu, Manila, Tokyo, Geneva, and back to New York. Ready, Hawaii? Here we come. Now, on to Tokyo.
Captain JVM calling KWE and KES. This is JVM and JVF calling KWE and KES, Bolinas, California. Hello, Bolinas. Hello, Bolinas. This is Tokyo.
And now, out across the great Chinese Empire and over the plains of Asia and into Europe and the north center of the world, we find Geneva, Switzerland.
Welcome to Geneva, period. We wish you could stay, but it is 9 o'clock, Sunday night here, and our bedtime. Good.
Yes, you're right. We're back in New York, in Radio City. Thank you, RCA Communications, for the daylight to dark to daylight trip around the world, all in 2 minutes. I am sure that our friends will want to know that this feat was made possible by RCA engineers, the same engineers that developed the famous Magic Brain, Magic Eye, Metal Cube Radio. Paul Whiteman, our own king of jazz, is back again. Paul, will you introduce your next selection?
We'd like to play one more number from the new picture, Thanks a Million. The title, I'm Sitting High on a Hilltop. And one of the boys in the band, Johnny Hauser, will sing the refrain.
Tossing all my troubles to the moon.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Paul Whiteman. Night after night and year after year, this theme has made you draw your chair a little closer to the radio because it meant that America's most beloved characters were about to come to you. The magic key turns now to Amos and Andy. Here they are.
Hey, do, ladies and gentlemen.
How you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, Mr. Saranoff is on his way to New York, and he's listening to us out in the middle of the ocean. Mr. Saranoff, you find a lot of changes here in New York when you get back. It seems that Mr. Ellsworth has been reading about the different city officials in the various cities throughout the United States. He's been letting the kids come into the city hall and run the city for one day. So Mr. Ellsworth let the page boys here run NBC for one day, and the vice presidents all acted as page boys. And Mr. Ellsworth wanted us to tell you that if you could let him do that for 2 weeks on a stretch, why, he thinks he could get NBC back on their feet again.
Yeah, Mr. Sarnoff, RCA has done wonders with the new radio set. First they had the magic brain, now they got the magic key, the magic eye. They has got Thurston, the magician, at the factory now working.
Oh, yeah, you can pull a rabbit out of the radio set you make now anytime.
Yeah.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we've been in radio for many years, and when we listen to a program like this today, well, it's really hard to believe that such things are possible.
Well, I know something that I don't think has ever been told about you started when you started in radio. Tell them about that.
Well, I started in radio during the war. I was a wireless operator in the Navy.
Yeah, and a seasick sailor.
Yeah, but getting back to the serious side, ladies and gentlemen, as close as we are to radio and as long as we have been in it, there's something about it that almost frightens us. When you stop and think that we can speak here in front of this ribbon microphone, and our voices could be heard all around the world.
Yeah, when we started in radio, it was down in New Orleans. We was in New Orleans putting on an amateur show. That was in 1920, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, they didn't have microphones like this. He used to broadcast in a megaphone, about 2 feet in diameter.
Yeah, that's a big word there. You're getting out of character on me.
I never will forget, too, right after we finished singing, a lady called up about 3-4 blocks away, and she said that she heard us. We said, no fooling.
Yeah, neither one of us believed us.
Then we started on radio a couple of years after that just for the fun of it. We used to sing songs together. We didn't have much harmony.
Yeah, without harmony and without pay. We was called the Without Boys.
Then we decided in 1925 to make radio our work, and instead of doing radio as a sideline, why, we gave radio all of our time and done nothing else.
Yeah, I never will forget the night that we started to do that blackface on the air. Remember that night? Took us from 12 o'clock midnight till 7 o'clock in the morning to write the first episode.
Yeah.
We sure did get under the courage, didn't we?
I don't think the sponsors of this program would object to us sending a message to the listeners on the air.
So what you going to say?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have been in radio for many years. We have been with NBC for the Pepsi and Company going on 7 years. We are both very grateful for many things. To you listeners who have tolerated us all these years, we are very grateful. We have been fortunate enough to have our help. You have taken our work seriously has helped us while we can truthfully say that we have... The reason we don't permit an audience in the studio during our broadcast is because we feel a certain responsibility when we sit down in front of a microphone for our nightly episode. Our responsibility is to you who may be listening on your radio set. And we feel that we want to devote our entire time, attention, and thought to the listeners who are sitting in front of a receiving set in some far-off place.
Yeah, our time is up.
Yeah, that's right, it is. You know, we live by the watch, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we eat and sleep by the watch. Keeps us hopping all the time.
Yeah.
But we is glad to be able to do it.
I wish we had more time to talk to you. We've enjoyed it. We want to thank RCA for including us on this fine program, and we hope that they'll let us talk to you again some Sunday afternoon. So good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, folks.
Thank you, Amos, and thank you, Andy. And thanks, National Broadcasting Company, for the nationwide network that brings these two lovable citizens into millions of American homes. the magic key of Radio Corporation of America turns, drawing to a close the first of a new series of weekly broadcasts in which the facilities of the RCA family have been used. These facilities, devised and perfected in the experimental and engineering laboratories of RCA, have aided in bringing about a new conception of living that is daily drawing the world into a closer feeling of intimacy and understanding. May we extend to you, our listeners, a cordial invitation to avail yourselves of the many services and products offered by the RCA family. If you need a better radio or phonograph, your nearest RCA Victor dealer will gladly show you the newly announced 1936 Magic Brain model with the new Magic Eye and the new RCA metal tube. When you want to send a telegram, the quick and accurate services of the RCA communications system brings the whole world within a few minutes of your home or office. And Radio Marine carries your message from ship to ship and shore to ship. For entertainment that is consistently fine, RCA offers the nationwide service of the National Broadcasting Company. RCA has given up this time next week to make way for the broadcast of the World Series. 2 weeks from today, the magic key of RCA returns at this same time with another program of stars headed by Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, the famous soprano Lucidina Giannini, singing from Berlin, John B. Kennedy, Frank Black and his NBC Symphony Orchestra, and others. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra appeared on this program through the courtesy of Kraft Phoenix Cheese Corporation, Amos and Andy through the courtesy of the Pepsodent Company. Milton J. Cross speaking.